65% of the votes are already in, thanks to Oregon's one-of-a-kind vote-by-mail system. By the time the last vote is counted, the Secretary of State expects that 66% of the state's registered voters will have voted one way or the other on the emergency surcharge. Emergency? Yes. Without the surcharge, the state will have an $800 million hole in its budgeted revenues. This will leave no alternative to cutting, among other things, schools, medical care, police, and public safety programs. Cuts of such magnitude would likely change Oregon for generations. On the other hand, if you earn $40,000 a year, Measure 30 would increase your taxes by a grand total of only 36 bucks. Hard as it may be to believe, that might just start us on the long road back to the days of Governors Tom McCall, Mark Hatfield, and Bob Straub. Those were the days when the nation looked to Oregon for vigorous government that produced model ways to deliver services to people. Defeat of Measure 30 will likely continue Oregon's downward spiral as an educational and economic backwater. Already, Oregon ranks 41st in the nation among states that send their high school graduates on to college. Those figures are from Stephen Jordan, president of Eastern Oregon University. Dr. Jordan also points out that Oregon is one of only 14 states who depend on importing people with college degrees to provide the intellectual capital to fuel our economy. So, this election is a defining moment for the Beaver State. One fork in the road leads to a victory for the ethic of shared sacrifice. The other fork leads to a triumph of every man for himself, in which an ethic of community values shrivels on the vine. It wasn't always like this. On the wall of the House chamber in Washington, there is this quote from Daniel Webster. "Let us develop the resources of our land," Webster said. "Call forth its powers. Build up its institutions. Promote all of its great interests, and see whether we also, in our day and generation, may not perform something worthy to be remembered." That spirit built the strongest country on earth. Tuesday's election will tell us how we Oregonians measure up to it here at home, in our day and generation. This is Les O'Coin.